This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching, HQ.com. And, you know, in my role as a recruiter, you know, there are things that job hunters do that are just crazy to me. And this is a show where I focus in on one. So I hope you find it helpful. I hope you don't engage in this, but if you do, stop it. Okay, just don't do this kind of stuff anymore. It makes no sense. So with that, let's get rolling. And I want to talk with you today about an experience I've noticed this week that I just think is absolutely ridiculous. And you as a job hunter cannot do this. So you've sent a resume to a recruiter. You saw a job that they had online. You get an email or a phone call from that recruiter. And what don't you do? Respond. It's ridiculous. You saw a job, and I'm not saying you should respond instantaneously, but I'm staring at a bunch of messages that I left 2 days ago, and I haven't gotten a return phone call, or if I sent them an email, I haven't gotten a response. A phone call, very simple. Conversation, 5 minutes. Email, a couple of questions so I can discern whether you fit. 5 minutes, very easy to do. No response? Come on. You know, you're in job hunting mode and you don't respond to people when there's a position available? Help me understand why this makes sense to you. So I'm not going to encourage you. I'm going to demand of you. Once you send out a resume, you have a commitment to respond when someone leaves a message for you. After all, they've invested time in responding to you. It is rude not to respond back. Now, you may say the reverse is also true. Recruiters don't call me back. Well, if you've sent out spam to them, that is a resume that in no way, shape, or form fits a job description, why do you expect a call back? Because after all you're doing is wasting their time. But if you've sent out a resume for a job that you appear to fit, and you've gotten a call back or an email seeking clarification of some points, you've got a fish on the hook. Reel it in, okay? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles, all my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.